It's episode 313, and we've got plugins for live notifications, sending email, drag and drop frameworks, browser themes, file management, and a great way to handle refunds in WooCommerce. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Welcome to the first live broadcast of the WP Plugins A to Z show, coming to you live from the Brewery Overlook in Victoria, British Columbia.
And from Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
So we're making an attempt here, and it might be a little bit rough, but one of the ways we're trying to improve the show for everyone is to offer up a live broadcast to see if anyone shows up and checks it out. So who knows? If you've seen the tweets out there, retweet them. All right. So first off, don't forget you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsAtoZ.com. And if you got a few minutes, we greatly appreciate your time over on Stitcher Radio, hitting that little thumbs up button in the corner. Or if you're listening to us on the iTunes Store, giving us a review there. They really help the show out.
Yeah, absolutely. They do help, and we do rely on both your reviews and donations to the show to keep things going. And I know it's the summer. Everybody's got everything else to do, you know, stuff going on and all that kind of stuff, graduations, weddings, etc. Please do consider donating to the show and helping us out and also helping out with those reviews.
Absolutely. And of course, summer always brings the first sunburns of the year, as my boys did yesterday. Nice, beautiful lobster colored. Lucky them. Kind of remember that when I was a kid. That was a passage in the summer, your very first sunburn. Then you turn tan and enjoy the rest of it.
Right.
All right. Well, a little bit of self-promotion here. So to let you know, I'm still doing a little bit of promotion on myself right these days to anyone out there who needs emergency WordPress support or consultations or anything along that lines for their WordPress website. Feel free to get a hold of me. Contact me through my website at johnoverall.com or send me an email to john at wppro.ca.
And I'm still looking for, I'll always be looking for actually additional artists, authors. To write for Smashing Magazine. So if you're interested in that, drop me an email at marcus.couch@smashingmagazine.com. We'll have that in the show notes as well.
All right. And this segment here is where we like to, got to make mention right now, we currently have a contest running until July 4th. A generous donation from James Catoni from vcsplitter.com, and they're donating a lifetime pro license for the VC Splitter, which was reviewed in episode 310 of WP Plugins. And you can just simply click the link, go over to the website, and join the contest. All that's needed is your email address, and then once you've entered the contest, you can then share out the link. You'll get an email to your friends and everyone, and then you'll get two additional entries into the contest. Plus, they're also offering up a discount code specifically for the WP Plugins A to Z listeners. It's a 30% off code, and the code is ATOZ30. So that's A2Z30. So check out their plugin.
Nice. That'll be a good one. Hope somebody wins. Well, somebody will.
Somebody's going to win. I haven't looked to see how many entries we got yet, but we've got quite a few entries in it, so it's moving along.
Great.
And also, this segment of the show here is where we like to thank our donors to the show. And now everyone who donates $50 or more will be acknowledged here with a mention and a link back to the page of their choice with whatever little message they want to present to us, as long as it's not pages and pages, a good paragraph at most, be nice. And this week here, we have no donors, but we would still like to thank all the donors who came in under $50, and under 50 mark stays anonymous. And if you would like to donate to the show and support us out, you can do that through a new page on our site, that WP Plugins, AtoZ.com donate, which has several options in there for donations that you can just click, create a revolving PayPal, reoccurrence PayPal to donate and support the show. And they're very low, very, very affordable, can really help us out. And also, if you want, you can go through the Patreon and donate at patreon.com, WP Plugins, A2Z.
Yeah, it's interesting, John. I was listening to one of our favorite shows that we listen to, No Agenda, which has kind of the same value for value model. Mm-hmm. They're way more successful at it than we are, obviously.
They've been working it for 10 years.
Yeah. And, you know, they had low donations yesterday, even though they still had a lot.
Yeah.
And Adam Curry's response was, well, apparently the audience has other priorities, right? Yeah. So you value the latte more than you do the show. You value, spending money on junk or garbage or whatever decisions that you make in your life instead of the show. And there will be a day where there'll be no WordPress plugins A to Z because of the fact of lack of focus. And, you know, if that's what you want, then keep it up. we're slowly getting there. Well, and John and I will be making decisions about the show as the year goes on. So please help us out. You know, John and I are here through thick and thin. I'm here on like an hour and a half sleep, same as I was last week. And I make sure that I'm here to give value to you, the listener, and we'd like to get some value back. So if you could take the time to do that, we would greatly appreciate it.
All right. And this week here, I have a couple of articles that will really help folks out, some interesting news, tidbits, and a couple of them come from WP Explorer, which a theme company, but they provide quite a bit of stuff on their blog. The first one here is how to clean your WordPress cache like a pro. And they go through here and give you a really good detailed checklist on how to get all your caches clean on your site and how to improve the caching. Because caching can get, while it's a good thing, it's also a bit of a pain at times. So anyway, check out this article. It's really quite useful. And we got another one here from WP Explorer, which is 10 WordPress SEO tips to get more traffic to your website. And while I've only skimmed it, it's still a useful article, I think, for when you're first getting started and getting your site up and running. This can help you out to make sure you've got the initial optimization set up on your site. So check out the article, links in the show notes. And one more. Why consistency is the most powerful force in web design. And this one comes from WPMU Dev. And it's a good article talking to you about when you're designing and creating a site, making sure your consistency flows throughout the entire site, being the colors, the fonts, the logos, everything, so that no matter what page they are on your website, they know that it's still the same company. So good article to read, a good thing to understand when you're doing your design work. So go check that one out.
Great.
And I do have one other piece of information. It's a brief update on a plugin that I reviewed in episode 311, the Pop-Up Manager. And the author got back to me on it and let me know that when I talked about it, I said I couldn't find a universal setting. Well, it doesn't exist in a free version. It's available with a pro add-on. So I wanted to clarify that one piece up. So any of you developers that will review something, you've got some beef about them or what we said, send us a clarification. We're happy to make a clarification on the show.
Absolutely.
Okay. Looks like that's it. Unless you've got little bits and pieces to add to that.
No real news on my end.
All right. Then off we go into the meat and potatoes then. All right, this week here, I've got three plugins here, and they're coming from themes that are a particular theme that I'm using. I've just entered into the startup stages of a new project after having finally launched another project. So now This new project is a new theme, building an intranet website, which means BuddyPress is going to be part of this. And so you'll see BuddyPress plugins come in. You'll see other plugins that were recommended by the theme developer to be included in their theme. And I'm going to bring these forward. And also at the same time, I'm going to kind of give a review on the theme over the next few weeks as this project develops and evolves. So you'll hear a lot of plugins from that, just to clarify here. The first one I've got this week is called EONet Live Notifications. And this plugin here, what it's designed to do is when you're building your intranet or a BuddyPress site and you've got all your users and they want to connect with each other and know who's asked and who's not asked for connections, that's what this plugin does for you. It sends out live notifications. It also sends out notifications so when someone logs on, they get a pop-up to say, hey, someone wants to friend with you or connect with you. It's also got a few other interactions in it that I haven't quite figured out, but as I'm starting through, I'll revisit some of these plugins, but I thought I would get started on them. Anyway, this is a really great plugin. So far, so good with it. And it's EONet Live Notifications, and I give it a 4 Dragon rating.
Interesting. All right, so the first one I've got is something that we don't typically want to face within our e-commerce store, but if you screw this process up, I guarantee you'll never get a customer or the same customer back to you again. This is called Yith Advanced Refund System for WooCommerce. And what it allows you to do is make refunds requests accessible and pretty easy to manage from both the user side and the customer side. If somebody wants a refund, the worst thing in the world that you could do is make that hard for them to do that. You want to make it as easy and seamless as possible so that if there's any question or any products that they want to buy in the future, that they know that you've got them covered in terms of a refund if something happens to go wrong. So what this does is allow customers to request refunds on the entire order or specific parts of the order. So if there are 4 or 5 different items that were sold and they only need a refund on one of them, this allows you to kind of discern and dive down deep to process that refund. So what happens is the customer sends messages to the admin can answer them, and then you get to either approve or reject refunds and set on the processing for the physical goods or set request on hold or things like that. It's really easy to use, really simple, really nice to set up, and I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
That's pretty decent. I like that. And that can save you some headaches and hassles. Nothing worse than not getting a refund back to them when they actually deserve it. So,
yeah, it's a difficult process in WooCommerce, and it's mostly done on a manual basis. So there's really no flow for a customer to actually request those refunds within WooCommerce. Yeah. That handles it in a very nice way. So
this one looks like
check this one out.
Looks like it flows quite nicely. Right, next up, I have a plugin called Unison, and this is a drag and drop framework for WordPress website buildouts. Now, it looks to be a standalone framework, but again, it's included in this theme that I'm working on called WOffice, which is an intranet and extranet and BuddyPress theming system. And this is the framework they decided to build on. And so far, as I'm working through this and starting to build out pages on this site, it's a really nice framework. It's comparable to the Visual Composer and several of the other ones that I've used out there. It does have one thing I noticed a little different. It has its individual modules that can be activated or deactivated in this framework. A whole lot simpler than I've seen the modules in, say, Visual Composer. They're either active or not. So this one you can turn them off, turn off the ones you're not going to be using or won't use, thereby saving you some issues or possible conflicts. But so far, so good. I'm looking forward to the coming weeks of development and revisiting this plugin again. But at the current moment, we give Unison a 4 Dragon rating. So go check it out.
All right. Well, John, one of the newest things... if you're using Chrome or one of those other browsers from a mobile perspective on Android or any of those, there's a new tag out there called theme color within some of these browsers. And what it is it essentially changes that kind of slate gray browser bar up at the top, and you can change the color of that to match the rest of your theme. So if you have a company color or something like that, you can use this. So this plugin is called Browser Theme Colors, and it actually allows you to change that color of the actual browser address bar at the top of your browser, mobile browser. And this is really nice. It just adds that little finishing touch. I love to get some of these things into the light because these little kinds of plugins help to shape the user experience. And if you're somebody that does development or client work, these kinds of things set you apart from the rest in terms of design. So check this one out. It's called Browser Theme Colors, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
That's a pretty interesting plugin. Does it also set them for regular computer size, or is it specific to mobile?
It's specific to mobile because the regular computer browser does not use and utilize these theme color tags. Uh-huh. It may in the future, but from right now, I'm pretty certain that it only does it on Android.
Okay. All right. Well, at least as it advances, it looks like it'll be something great because I'm one of those people that does hardly any browsing on my phone.
So, well, you're the minority.
I am in the minority now. Yes, I know. I realize that. But those phones are getting harder and harder to read. Something about age and eyesight. One of those things. Okay, well, next up, I have a plug-in. The final one today still comes from the same theme, and it's called FileAway. And this is a file management plug-in. And in particular, what it's for is for managing external files uploaded to your site by you or your users for your users to access and use on your site, such as PDF files, Word documents, internal documents, things of that nature in this. What this plugin does, it allows you, once you can manage them through a front-end interface or back-end interface. You can allow certain people with special rights to upload files. Then what you can also do is display the files as either a chart, or you can display them as a list in here using short codes on the page. You can also limit access to people with specific rights. So if you have files that someone low, everyone can see, or a little higher, different files for different people based upon their user roles, you can do that with this plugin here. You can, it also comes with support for YouTube and Vimeo videos. So you can, if you've got external videos and you want to bring them into the filing system, it can support those and play them for people. So there's a lot that this plugin can do. And as I work through the myriad of files that I have to manage in this website, I'll know more and more about it. But currently, FileAway is looking at a 4 Dragon rating. Check it out.
Cool. All right, I'm going to end things off here with a really nice plugin. This is called Email Sender. And one of the biggest drawbacks I think I find is that a lot of times somebody will leave me a comment, or somebody will fill out a contact form or something like that. And I end up having to go into Gmail or go into whatever my mail is to actually answer them. So I've got to copy and paste what they sent and all the rest of it. And it takes a while. This plugin is called Email Sender, and it gives you the ability to easily send a custom HTML right from the WordPress dashboard. You can send it to existing users that are already within your system. So if you want to make a OneNote to a particular either member or somebody that's in the system, you can do that, or just add your own recipients as you would any other email. And you can also send to a group of emails in addition to just individuals. Emails can also have an attachment. That's something new that I've not seen yet in WordPress emails, anything that's I've seen previously. And it's basically just a new menu item that's called Send Email within the admin panel. Really nice plugin, really useful. I know that I'm going to be using it on a couple of sites in particular, and I rated this one a perfect 5 out of 5.
That's pretty handy that it allows you to do that. Now, does it also allow you to choose from your list of users in the site?
Yes.
Okay.
So you can do existing users that are already there, and you don't have to worry about the copying their email address or anything like that. You can also do groups. So you can do everybody that has a particular role and send them an email.
Very nice. This would be a nice way to manage your either membership or if you got multiple administrators in the website or levels of editors and such and such. Hey, that's a pretty, that could be pretty useful. Might be something we have to implement on WP Plugins as more and more people come on to help support us by donating time to the website.
Right. And when it comes to things like the intranet site that you're building, this is also something that's very handy because if you have any sort of system-wide shutdown or upgrades or any kind of notification that you need to send, this allows you to do that. Yeah. And it doesn't rely on things like MailChimp or previous sign-ups or anything like that. It's just people within the actual site.
Yeah, that can be very useful. Okay, well, that wraps it up. I covered up in this episode the EONET live notifications that I gave a 4 to, the Unison framework, builder framework, which I gave a 4 to, and then FileAway, which I gave a 4 to.
And I covered the Yith advanced refund system for WooCommerce, which gets a 4 out of 5. Browser theme colors gets a 4 out of 5, and email sender gets a 5 out of 5.
Very nice set of plugins this week, folks. All right, and a little bit of promotions here. I'm going to give some promotions to the WP Explorer since I'm seeing so many great articles from their website. They've got a lot of tips and useful information there. And who knows, they even offer up services that might be of use for some folks out there. So check them out, WP Explorer and WPExplorer.com.
Very nice. And no promotions necessarily for me this week. I just hope that people will take the time to donate to the show. That's very important to us and something that we've kind of been lacking on, at least from the perspective of everybody else except for one person. So please do your part and help donate.
Please donate. And also to let know, there will be a training video going up this week since I've now done some changes and I've given over another day to the show. You'll see a lot more happening week by week now with the added time I'm pouring into the show, and you'll see a lot of more changes and promotions coming forward throughout the show. So make sure you go check out WP Plugins A-Z.com for the latest on what's going to be occurring. You'll start seeing more and more current information appearing there, and most of it will be appearing Wednesday afternoon. While the show is recorded Monday, Wednesday is another day that's being dedicated to the show, so make sure you check it out. And the usual reminders, don't forget to check us out at iTunes and leave us a review there. We'd greatly appreciate it. And on Stitcher Radio, hitting that little thumbs up button in the corner.
Absolutely. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or you can send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch. And remember to follow the show on Twitter at WPPlugins A to Z.
That's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.